This is the 9-point death meditation. To commence, let's ensure that we are seated comfortably, feeling stable the way we're sitting, feeling grounded. The back is straight. And the body relaxed. And setting our motivation. May we feel genuine courage and love in the face of all life's difficulties for the benefit of all beings everywhere. And taking 3 deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath, inhaling energy on the in-breath. And now placing our attention fully on the breath as it comes and goes at the nostrils. No tension, just a relaxed observation. And now please contemplate each of these points under the category Death is Certain. Point 1. No power in the universe can stop death. Every person born will have to die. Even great bodhisattvas and yogis, even the Buddha. In 100 years from now, nearly everyone alive today will be dead. We cannot run away from death. There is nowhere we can escape to. Even if we are very wealthy, we cannot bribe death. Even if we are very strong and powerful, we cannot defeat death. And point number two, one cannot add life to death. One cannot add time to life. One gets closer to death every minute. With each moment of our life that passes, we come closer to death. From the time of birth onwards, we are racing towards death. With each breath we take, we come closer to death. Even when we are asleep or distracted, we come closer to death. And point number three, while still alive, free time to practice Dharma is extremely limited before one has to die. If we live for 75 years, one third is spent sleeping, and the rest is spent working, eating, quarreling, shopping, traveling, watching television, etc. Very little time is spent actually practicing the Dharma. When we are young, we put off our Dharma practice till later. When we are middle-aged, we are too distracted by other things. When we are old, we look back with regret that we didn't practice more. So generate this resolution. Knowing that I shall have to die, I must resolve to practice Dharma while I am still alive as much as possible. And now under the category, the time of death is uncertain. Point four. The length of our life is uncertain. Age is no guarantee. Children often die before their parents. Health is no guarantee. A healthy person can die before a sick one. Future plans are no guarantee. We can die before we complete our work. In point number 5, the things that kill us are many, and the things that keep us alive are few. We can die from external conditions like accidents and natural catastrophes, and so on. Or we can die from internal conditions like illness and so on. even those things that normally sustain life can become the conditions for death. For example, food can cause an allergic reaction or be poison to the body in certain conditions. A house or other building can collapse in a storm. Or we can suffer extreme side effects from medicine. And point number 6. In general, the body is extremely fragile. Since huge trees, entire forests and even mountains and planets get destroyed, no wonder our frail bodies will not last long. So now generate this resolution, knowing that I could die at any time. I must stop sacrificing my life to worldly concerns and prioritize my practice of Dharma from today on. And the last category, only Dharma helps at the time of death. Point number 7. No money or possessions help us. Naked and empty-handed, we leave this life. Both the wealthy and the poor experience death in a similar way. And point number 8, friends and family cannot help at the time of death. Near and dear ones often give rise to attachment and pain at the time of death. No one can share our experience of death. Death is experienced by ourselves alone. And point number 9, not even our own body can help us at the time of death. Our body, which we pampered and cared for so much in our life, is helpless at the time of death. So finally, generate this resolution. Since nothing else can help me, I must devote myself fully to pure Dharma practice. And our dedication, Master Shantideva's Bhadikaryavatara dedication, page 23 in the prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.